page 100, on September 21, at the age of 83, Freud took his friend and personal physician, Max Scher, by the hand and said, "My dear Scher, you certainly remember our first talk. You promised me then not to forsake me when my time comes. Now it's nothing but torture and makes no sense anymore." 40 years earlier Freud had written, "What has the individual come to? If one no longer dares to disclose that it is this or that man's turn to die, Dr. Scher said he understood Freud's request. He injected Freud with a drug in order to end his life. He soon felt relief, Dr. Scher wrote, and fell into a peaceful sleep." Did Max Scher do anything wrong? On the one hand, he was motivated by noble sentiments. He loved his friend and wanted to relieve his misery. Moreover, Freud had asked to die. All this argues for a lenient judgment. On the other hand, what Scher did was morally wrong. According to the dominant moral tradition in our culture, that tradition is Christianity. Christianity holds that human life is a gift from God, and only God may decide to end it. The early church prohibited all killing, believing that Jesus's teachings permitted no exceptions to the rule. Later, the church recognized some exceptions.